Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mora steals the show as United hit the rocks. The comeback kings are at it again, and it's Micho at the double. Hello and welcome to Fantasy Football Noise. With me, as always, this week, Steve Baker.
Hello, John. How are you today?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks, mate. Not too bad. And we will have clips from the once-again-absent Wayne Mitchell. So
still on fucking holiday?
Yes, still. International break next, and we'll have him back in a couple of weeks' time.
He would have literally been away for a month from the show. Can we fire him? Is that possible?
I think we can. All those in favour? Aye.
That's two.
It's passed. Majority rules. Get to fuck.
Back to normal this week, Jay, wasn't it? Back to normal. Right?
It was a bit. Back down to earth with a bump after our buoyant starts.
Absolutely. It was more of a thinking man's game week, wasn't it?
Is that what you call it?
I think so. Mm. I like to say that because I won.
Yeah, you did. You have. So just to quickly note that, yes, that's you on the board with the head-to-heads. I won the first two, Mitch yet to score, so it's 2-1-0. But yeah, I only managed 41 points this week. But I did note that that takes me to 201. And if you divide 201 by the three game weeks we've had, leaves me on 66, which is bang on course to win the global competition. So happy days.
Very nice.
Happy days.
Your inevitable crowning is on track.
Yeah, yeah. Despite me slipping slightly in the overall rankings, it's they're leaving out. It's fine. All good.
58 points for me, Jay.
Not too bad, mate. Better. Do you know what? There weren't many people just scouring the Fantasy Football Noise Mini League. There were not that many people over 60. Saw a few 70s, but a few 60s, but you are ahead of most.
Yeah, you would have had to have two of Mora, Kane or Mitrovic to get above the 70, I think.
And it was another weekend for defenders, wasn't it? Alonso, Trippier, Maguire scored. Yeah,
absolutely. I had a 28-point defence and I only played three at the back.
Wow, strong. Talk us through it. Talk us through your 58.
Yeah, so I had Keane, Laporte and Robertson.
Nice.
As my back three. Beautiful. And I tell you what, at about, I don't know, quarter to four on Saturday afternoon, after Laporte, Laporte scored a bit later. But after Laporte and Keenan scored, I thought, this is going to be my day.
This is it. Wild card vindication, you thought. Wild card vindication.
I'm going to be gloating on the show this week. But it kind of tailed off for me. I had 50 points at the end of Saturday and ended up with 58. So,
from how many more players? How many more players featured for you on the Sunday and Monday night?
I think I had three or four on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meager return.
So I made one move this week. I brought in, I said I was going to keep my free transfer, but I thought I would get in with Mkhitaryan and brought him in for Bernardo Silva. Nothing doing, really.
Nothing doing.
Keep Mkhitaryan.
Yeah.
Wish I'd have saved it now, because I've now got Keane almost dead, injured, and Richarlison suspended.
Whilst I had to endure not one, but two players sent off.
You had two?
So, yep, Adam Smith and Richarlison. So
in the same game?
Yep, exactly.
What did you think of Adam Smith? So that was a bit...
I thought it was orange territory.
I didn't even think it was orange.
No.
Even Theo Walcott didn't think it was a sending.
No, he said afterwards, didn't he?
Yeah.
I thought it was yellow. Thanks, Theo.
I I think he was just evening it up, the ref. I think that's exactly what he was doing, and I think it was really, really harsh.
I don't like to see that.
He was quick. He didn't really consult. He just went straight for the pocket. Off he goes, son.
He was happy with it, yeah. Well, curious. I have to admit, I haven't followed up on it or checked it, but Richarlison has the red eye. Adam Smith doesn't.
Oh.
Has
there been an appeal?
Has it? I don't know. This is what I'm saying to you. I don't know if it's been... Wouldn't have been overturned already, would it? Tuesday? Mm. Don't know. We'll have to find out. But it's not highlighted in red.
But hang on a second. Wasn't Adam Smith already booked?
Was it a second yellow?
Because he didn't pull out the yellow card. He definitely pulled out only the red. Anyway, well, let's check it after the show.
Probably the sort of thing we should check before the show, maybe. But anyway.
That's only if we were seasoned professionals.
Fuck it.
Shall we do the mini league, mate?
Go on then. Yeah. Take it away.
So this week's mini league update is, of course, as ever, brought to you by switchingenergy.co.uk, the UK's most exciting energy switching website.
Take a bit of personal flair for this week. Very exciting energy switches.
So top scorer this week with a fantastic 83 points is Adam Moreland. Now, it took me three reads to get his team name, but his team name is Salakane Valley.
I get it.
I was reading it like Salakane Valley. Why would you write that? What sort of idiot, Adam Moreland? But it's a play on Silicon Valley. It's fine.
And, of course, the Valley. Charlton's ground, perhaps. Three football-related words.
Very good. I like that.
You hadn't even got that there, had you?
I didn't pick that up, but did you see that they threw crisps onto the pitch at Charlton this week?
I didn't, no. Tell me.
At the Valley. So apparently the autocratic owners had banned staff in the offices from eating crisps at their desk.
So, wow.
So there were thousands of bags of crisps. They actually had to stop the game.
Brilliant.
To get the crisps off.
That's a trivia question for the future, isn't it? Which game was stopped? Or rather, why was the game stopped? Superb.
Okay, we digress. So let's run through the league table.
Well, we've got the conclusion of the month, haven't we? We've got a mug to give away. So
I know.
Let's run down.
Christ, it's tight at the top, mate.
Certainly is.
So we've got four players on 244, two on 245, and then joint third on 246. We've got DD Jervis with DJ's Winners. We've got Owen O with Salah, Please Carry Us. And Phil Carter with Miri Nori Appa. All on his own in second place is Tom Richmond with Victor Moses Lawn on 248, which means this week's leader and manager of the month for August is, drumroll, Barry Deveney on 254 with his team Who the Fekir Is Allison.
Congratulations, Barry. Tremendous, tremendous work. A mug will be on its way to you probably in a few weeks' time when Mitch gets back from his holiday and can be asked. But
a much-cherished fantasy football
coveted, rare item. Could you please reach out to us on Twitter at @fantasy_noise and let us know your postal address and we'll get one off to you.
Do we have a cash prize for Barry?
We don't yet, no. I think we're
not sure, are we?
Because at the moment, if the pot stays at 350 for the season, I think we're going to give that to the winner, aren't we, for like positions 1, 2, and 3. So
looks like Barry could miss out on the cash.
He could, but if we get 20 changes via switchingenergy.co.uk, it will go to 700. And then I think we've said that that extra 350 would be divided over the remaining monthly winners. So
beautiful.
Hopefully Barry can stay at the top.
Yeah, well done, Barry. And of course, because Mitch has totally fucked up fantasy football as usual, Stairsy is now well ahead of him, isn't he?
Yeah. Should we hear from Mitch? We've got a little review of his performance from him. So let's hear it from the horse's mouth exactly how that land is lying, shall we?
Let's do it.
See if you can tell where he is, Baco, right from the start.
Hello, Jay. Hello, Baco.
What the fuck is that?
Another update from me in Tuscany. An absolute turkey of a week for me. 39 points, not
it's
even
turkeys.
Above the average. And it's been such a turkey, I'm now going to approach the turkeys on the farm that I'm on. I'm not sure they entirely like me.
He loves goading animals, yeah, doesn't he? Go.
Entire turkey of a week for me. 39 points. Points only from Salah and Robertson, 9 and 16. And pretty much twos for everyone else, apart from fucking Charlison, -2, sent off. What a penis. Only brought him in this week as well. So, yeah, that plan failed. So, yeah, pretty disappointing stuff, and dropped even further behind Stairsy now. Yeah. There we are.
First ever outside broadcast from a turkey farm on Fantasy Football Night.
Tell me his other clips have got different animals in the background.
They haven't. I think he's...
Oh, okay.
I think he knocked them all out from the same turkey farm, I'm afraid.
Just to finish up on our mini league, so we got... I do like to give a shout out to team names. This week I've got a couple for you, Jay. Cahill's Have Eyes from James McKay.
I saw that one.
And Tekka Slovakia from Will Marner.
Nice.
You like that?
I do like that. I very much like that. I also enjoyed Alan Stevens' You Can't Hurry Love. I quite like that.
Has he got the umlaut and everything?
He has umlaut and everything, yeah.
Very nice.
And he's doing quite well. He's in joint 17th at the minute on 240 points, so very good. Right, so what else went right and went wrong this week? What were the talking points?
Well, as I said last week, I was going to give Fulham my first watch and I was going to give Arsenal my first watch.
Mm-hmm.
So as keen listeners will remember, we had a little side bet, didn't we, last week?
I don't recall it.
It's clearly there. And I've actually resolved this season to jot down our bets.
Oh,
because,
have you?
Yeah, it's because I've had enough of our bets and you kind of evening them out and they're not really even.
You're going to have to square up with me for your deficit to me from last season then, mate.
What deficit?
The deficit. I think you owe me about 30 quid by the end of last season.
So you want to start this season 30 quid up?
Well, if we're counting, then, you know, we should count, shouldn't we?
Do you know what? I am going to take a day off work and I'm going to listen to the entire
I just know you're not, though. I know you're not. You can't forget the De Bruyne versus Gross season-long bet. That's definite. That was a definite one.
True.
I think we said 50 good on that.
We said 50. Anyway, so
yes,
Fulham.
Well done.
Yeah. First listen, Fulham, and I tell you what, Mitrovic was like a man possessed.
Yeah.
But
should have had a hat trick because it was definitely a penalty early on, wasn't it?
Yeah, it could have been a hat-trick, and towards the end of the game, I think he was ready to commit murder to get his hat-trick. He was really aggressive in the box against his own teammates, if they wouldn't set him up. Or, but Schürrle was the standout for me. Schürrle was world-class.
He fucking shot from everywhere. Well, you say world-class. He just shot from everywhere. He was just desperate to score.
Do you know, he looked like Gylfi Sigurdsson in his pomp. He has that same thing where he's got his back to goal and he almost does a 270 back round and he curls it into the top right hand corner.
As if on a BMX or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Or an ice dancer.
Actually, listeners of the show won't know just how good you are on a pair of ice skates, Jeff. You are pretty fucking hot on ice skates, aren't you?
I think you're possibly citing information that's about 30 years out of date.
Yeah.
But, yes, circa the age of 13 or 14, I was quite
pretty
a good
handy.
Pretty handy ice skater. A little bit rustier these days, I expect. Well, I say I expect, I know I am, because I obviously take my children in the winter time. But I can still go backwards, you know, still got it. A full of
very
bike.
Nice.
We digress. Thanks for bringing that up, though.
No, no problem at all.
I think that might be the first ever sport-based compliment you've ever paid me, actually. Thanks for that. It means a lot.
It's literally the only sport you're any good at. oh, dear. So, yeah, that was my observation of Fulham. And as I said last week, it was a pretty decisive game because it's now looking quite dicey for Burnley, isn't it?
Yeah, their little European adventure appears to be coming at a cost, doesn't it?
It's a bit of a cliche, but I think if you add the fact that Hendricks hasn't really clicked as their playmaker, and they're playing one up top, and they keep going with Wood, and even when they brought Vokes on in the second half to bolster the attack, it didn't look great for them.
No.
It really didn't look great for them at all, and they can't keep clean sheets. Joe Hart looks rubbish in nets. He did pull off a couple of good saves, but he's just so arrogant.
Yeah. By the way, I don't think I can let you get away with Hendricks.
Why?
Hendrick, singular.
Oh, is it?
As opposed to Jimi
Hendrix. I do like Jimi Hendrix, though.
Oh, well, fuck it. We'll just call him Hendrix from now on. Done. Or just Jimi, maybe.
Let's call him Jimi.
I can't say I compared the Burnley starting lineup for their game against Olympiacos, but I'm guessing they haven't really got the squad to change it around too much. So most of them would have played fucking Thursday night to Sunday, as opposed to Fulham about a whole week. It's just, it's obviously going to cost them. Plus, they lost against Olympiacos, so, you know, not exactly buoyed, just tired.
I looked at me and Tarkowski and
Tarkowski. Him too.
Mm-hmm. They looked pretty ordinary at the back.
Yeah.
And Mitrovic had the running of them.
They were so steely last year, weren't they? It's just not...
They look like bonehead championship centre-halves now.
So maybe the quicker they're out of that competition, the better. Because they're not in it, the Europa League proper yet, are they? I think...
No, they're not.
The Olympics, is it a second leg against Olympiacos to go through? Yeah, so if I'm a Burnley fan, I think I'm... Well, they probably do want the Europa League, but at what cost? I think I'd rather be out of it.
Yep.
Piece of shit competition anyway.
Nothing I saw there apart from Schürrle and Mitrovic to interest us from a fantasy perspective.
No. Fulham just had a noticeable joie de vivre about them, didn't they? It was just great. Yeah. Who have they got?
By the Riverside.
Yeah. Who have they got next? Away at Brighton. That'd be a good game too, I reckon.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then they're at the Etihad, but then they've got Watford at home, Everton away. Nah, still not good enough for me. Schürrle's maybe one that I would consider. But if I hadn't played my wild card, it would be a lot easier.
Yeah. See, I am considering, even though King scored, and we'll come on to Bournemouth in a minute, but even though he scored, I am considering the switch for Mitrovic. I told you, well, I mentioned it in our pre-season special, didn't I? I tipped him and then,
you did?
And then bottled it late on. I think it was when Danny Ings got signed on transfer deadline day that I swapped him out and saved the million.
Oh, you're so biased, aren't you?
How do you mean?
Former Liverpool bias.
Not really. I think Ings is just good value, but
I think that's absolutely what it was at play.
Seeing the hunger. I just rate him as a player, but seeing the hunger that Mitrovic has. In fact, in all three games, he's looked, you know, he's put 100% in his own, and I just like that in players. It's don't stop running.
I found one of those at the Emirates on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
So I had my first look at Arsenal and Yaman Guendouzi. Very industrious. Lovely first touch. And actually, he was one of the few players in the Arsenal team who injected any fucking urgency into Arsenal. They were not at the races in the first half. West Ham should have been out of sight.
Game of two halves, I heard.
Very much a game of two halves. but no, Guendouzi was the only one really who impressed me. I think Mkhitaryan, as a Mkhitaryan owner, after me transferring him in, I gave special attention to him. And really, I didn't really get on the edge of my seat, James.
Because he was great in the previous week.
Yeah, I know.
Like nearly everything they did going forward against Chelsea, sort of, he was in it. He was involved in it, unlike Ozil.
What else did I see? I watched a bit of Newcastle-Chelsea, which if it had been a boxing match, the referee would have stopped it. I mean...
Oh, great news for you. You've got Hossler, haven't you? So, tremendous news for you.
On my bench. What a header, by the way. What a header, by the way. But I really didn't fancy Newcastle to bring anything, so I left Hossaloo on the bench. But
understandable.
Chelsea were excellent, and it just cements my desire to get Alonso in.
I know.
With the run they got coming up as well.
I so nearly did it, Bakes. I so nearly did it. I was going to.
Did you?
Yeah, I was going to have to. I was going to have to take a hit and lose someone. Yeah, I just didn't quite have the funds that I thought. And now he's done. Now he's scored double digits in the first three games. I'm left doubting if he can do it four games in a row. I don't know if I know that if I stretch my funds and bring him in, he won't. And if I don't, he obviously will.
The way I look at it is if he was a midfielder, we would all have him in our side. Because he would be, what is he, 6.7?
6 points, yeah, 6 or 7, yeah.
He would be, you know, the best value midfielder, points per game, out there.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's a defender shouldn't make any difference to
I've
us.
I've got no issue whatsoever with his price tag. No, I think he's great value, yeah. Maybe now I've got Richarlison sent off, maybe that's what I'll do.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I've got Keane as well to sub out after his near-death experience at the Vitality.
I tell you who I would recommend, who I'm thinking about bringing in for Richarlison, and that is Fraser, the wee man.
The wee man.
I keep saying it, and I think I'm going to do it. He just looks so good. He's involved in everything. He only scored 2 points this week, but he is great. He really is great. Who have they got? They're obviously away at Chelsea this weekend. Then they've got home to Leicester, away at Burnley, home to Palace. Yeah.
There you go.
I like
him. How unlucky am I, right? So I've identified and I've gone triple Everton. They've had two sendings off.
Yeah.
Their talisman centre-half is in hospital. I mean, what are the chances of that? And actually, when they went down to 10 men after Richarlison stupidly through the headbutt, they were the better side by a long stretch. They were brilliant when they had 10 men.
Mm.
It was only really when Adam Smith got sent off for Bournemouth that Bournemouth played well. It's a funny old game, isn't it?
It is, yeah. They are the comeback kings, though. They only seem to really click into gear when they're bloody 2-0 down. But credit to them. Eddie's got them whipped into shape. And they never say die, do they? So
now, did you watch anything from Old Trafford last night? I must admit, I didn't watch anything. Obviously, I've seen the highlights. But...
Yes, I watched. I watched most of the first half and then second half in drips and drabs.
Yeah, that's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, they looked quite good in the first half. They were having a lot of joy in the channels, weren't they? Down the left and right. But obviously, didn't put it away and paid a price, as you often see. My Man United friends were all saying, we're going to regret these missed chances.
Yeah.
But Moura was great, I thought. He really, again, he's another player who just ran and ran and ran. He was just one of those performances. Just
super, isn't he? I've got him in my draft.
Have you?
I top scored in the league in the draft this week. So
nice. How much is he in FPL?
Not much.
Is he in the sort of 6.5-7 range? Yeah, okay, so he's 7.1 now.
Yeah.
He looked very, very good, I thought. And I mean, what do you think about him as a pick? Because you've got Son coming back. Obviously, they're away at Watford this week. Then it's home to Liverpool next. So,
The fixtures still aren't right. But I think if you wanted a nice straight swap, you know, with maybe 0.3 in the bank that you could invest, you would swap Richarlison for Moura.
You'd need 0.5 in the bank, but carry on.
Yeah, most people have gone Walcott, haven't they?
Yeah.
Straight swap, Richarlison v Walcott.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough, because Everton's fixtures are still fixtures. Great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I do like Moura, but I'm just not sure. I've also just costed up whether I can swap Richarlison for Fraser and Jan Matt for Alonso, and I'm 0.1 short because of the price rises. That. Fuck it. Should have done it on bloody Sunday, shouldn't I?
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
Mate.
Back to the drawing board.
I did watch the second half of Liverpool-Brighton. So
right.
I nipped out after the 3 o'clock kickoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I would never have known that Liverpool were the better side in the first half. I hadn't watched the first half. I hadn't listened to it. I thought it was pretty even game, and I thought Brighton were unlucky not to equalise.
Yeah, they absolutely were. Yeah, I watched the whole game in that one. We were just...
But yeah, Liverpool should have been 3-0 up at half-time or something.
Yeah, Yeah, that's fair. But they really, you know, they just shut us down. They were very organised. They played well. Firmino and Mane were not at their best. Neither was Salah, to be fair. I mean, he took his goal really nicely. But no, we're still not really into top gear at all. Yeah, like you say, Brighton. You could argue Brighton deserved a point out of it, but thankfully we scraped through again. So touched on it last week. I think these are the games where it's like Man United of old. Don't play very well, come away with all 3 points.
Perfect, isn't it? Alisson pulled off a good save as well.
He did. Yeah, that was a cracker. And actually, Matt Ryan pulled off a beautiful save.
Didn't he? That was a worldie.
Firmino's header early on. Like, I think that was underrated. That was absolutely amazing.
If I'd have been watching that, I would have been cursing. As you know, I'm a Firmino owner.
Yeah. I thought he put it away. I really did. I mean, he got up really well. It was quite a powerful header down. Really hard to save, and he got there. It was superb. And just a quick mention before we move on from Liverpool. I just noticed the other day, you know, I was deliberating over Robertson or Trent. And obviously I decided to save the million and go for Trent, as a lot of people have. Mm-hmm. I think I'm right in saying, I'm going to double check now, but I think I'm right in saying that Robertson's got double his points, almost. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Robertson's got 27, Trent's got 15. And Trent's been looking good. Looking really good, but God, that extra 1 million.
That was the mistake I made in game week one, and that was one of my wild card changes, TAA for Robertson.
You got him in now, have you? Robertson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I wonder if a lot of other people are going to be thinking about wild cards now.
It is the time, isn't it?
Mm.
Do you save it till after the international break? Or do you go for it now? I think if your OR is 1 million plus, you probably should go for it now.
That's your recommendation, is it? I
don't
know.
I would say so.
I had a poor week this week, but overall...
What's your OR, mate?
I am on about 411. 411k. So, I'm not wildcarding yet.
Stick with it.
I'm hoping that this was the blip and not the first 2 weeks. Obviously, I've got my two red cards to ponder. If I could have done that swap that I just mentioned, then I would have done it, but I can't quite. So, I have to see what else I can do. But no, I'm not wildcarding just yet. But the template is starting to take shape, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, definitely.
So. Yeah, as you know, I've got teams in for my daughters in the mini league. I think you've got your kids
They're
in as
both
well.
Both above me, I think, in the OR.
Yeah, that's because I'm managing them. But
okay.
But I said to Emily, she's got Mitrovic, and I was like, I was trying to explain the whole differential thing. I was like, you've got Mitrovic. He's playing at home to a Burnley team. They played on Thursday. They're going to be tired. He's going to be at it. You should captain him and not Salah. No, but Salah is obviously the safer bet. And she likes to play safe. And she knows Salah. She's like, no, I want to stick with Salah. If she had done, it's 32 points for Mitrovic, wouldn't she? So.
32-pointer.
Yeah, but these are the decisions we make. So we've got a bit more data, though. Now we can start taking those sort of choices perhaps with a little bit more reassurance than they're just being maverick picks, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I think we've got another little clip from Mitch about his weekend.
Lovely.
You'll like this. He's not happy.
The biggest bit of fuckery for me of the whole weekend was fucking James Tompkins from Crystal Palace getting injured in the fucking warm-up. Now, having said that, I'm not sure he would have done any better for me than the 2 points that I got from Danny Ings coming in off my bench. But nonetheless, it is just fuckery for everyone, isn't it? So Richarlison sent off, Tompkins injured in the warm-up, Aubameyang didn't deliver again. Really, really piss poor from me this weekend. Yeah, I'm saving my free transfer, though, and maybe next weekend or after next weekend I will do a double again and see where that gets me. Probably Richarlison out and Aubameyang if he doesn't deliver. Useless bastard.
Yeah, we kind of didn't mention the Palace game actually, because that makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think Tompkins and Saka at the back together, as we've spoken about before many times, they're great, but you bring in Martin Kelly instead of Tompkins, and it's a different proposition altogether, isn't it?
Yeah, Wolf are looking great, and it's not the ideal start to a team in form. But you know, Palace had their chances. Palace could have easily got a point there.
Yeah, Zaha looked good again. I thought Hennessy played well, and Pereira. Pereira of Watford, he's got to be on the radar, isn't he? How much is he now?
It's still not much.
Let's have a quick look at him. I've liked the look of him. 6.2. Oof. He's not quite. Oh, sorry, he's a straight swap for Richarlison. That might be what I do, but it doesn't get me arms though, does it?
No. No.
Yeah, so he's on 26 points after three games.
They've got two home games against Tottenham and Man United. So,
yeah.
So that's fine. I mean, Man United, I would downgrade their FDR, so it doesn't look quite as bad.
Yeah, they're away. They've got Fulham. Three FDR fours. What would you give? What would Baco's FDR be for Man United visiting?
It's down at three now, I think.
You reckon? Okay.
Yep.
Any other games you mentioned that you want to talk about?
I watched Bournemouth v Everton kind of at the same time as I was watching the game from the Emirates. On
picture in picture.
Dual screen.
Lovely.
Dual screen approach. And yeah.
How come you're watching the games at 3 o'clock, mate?
It's because I flew to Belize. That's why I missed the start of Liverpool versus Brighton.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because I was just flying back, and with the time difference, it's...
Mm-hmm. Where do you fly into in Belize?
Belize City.
Nice airport.
It's quite run down.
Is it?
Yeah, former colonial thing.
Mm. And then...
Lovely duty-free, though.
How did you catch the other game? Which one did you say you watched simultaneously?
I watched Arsenal and Bournemouth at the same time.
In the pub in Belize?
In the pub in Belize.
Right, okay. We'll move on.
Actually, in the departure lounge.
In the departure lounge, got you. Right. I think that brings us on to a trivia question.
Is it my turn? I've got one.
I've got one for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Got one for you. Should we mention your question?
Mine one was going to be...
And just say that I didn't think it was in good taste.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
My one was going to be, can you name me five Premier League footballers who are now dead as a result of Michael Keane's injury, where I thought he was dead?
See, but
you didn't think that was in good taste?
I think it's in poor taste. I don't think there's any humour in people who've died young. So,
okay.
No, I veto that one.
Made me feel really bad.
Yes, hang your head in shame. Instead, I've got a far more palatable question to pose you.
Go on then.
So, can you name me, I don't know why it's seven, but it's the top seven players who have scored the most goals after 50 games in the Premier League?
Okay.
So, first 50 games, who scored the most goals? Top seven all time. All right, so we'll have that answer for you at the end of the show, and we'll see you after the break.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to part two of Fantasy Football Noise. Right, looking ahead to game week 4, Bakes. What are the standout ties? We've got a plum fixture. The tea time kickoff on Saturday. Man City host woeful Newcastle.
Cricket score time.
Gotta be.
Surely. And can Man City finally keep a cleanie?
Who knows?
Come on, Man City. You can do it. But, I mean, who are we going to go for up top, mate?
Well, I've heard some people tipping Jesus.
Jesus is our differential.
Is he gonna play two up top again?
Or
do you think he'll give Sergio a rest?
Sané? Come on, Sané's got to get minutes.
International break coming up. I think he'll play Sergio.
Okay.
Do you think he won't? Do you think he'll bench him?
Who knows? He's due a rest, isn't he?
Three games for the poor old man.
We're just speculating.
We are.
I tell you what I'm looking forward to, and I don't think we've given Cardiff enough airtime here, Jay.
Right.
The show.
Okay.
So I'm going to revise my... There are only 19 teams in the Premier League this season because of my hatred of Cardiff.
Right.
Because I'm really looking forward to seeing Cardiff fail to score again at home to Arsenal. They really just simply cannot score. And that's wonderful for me to watch. So it's going to be a highlight.
Yeah,
surely it's time for Aubameyang owners to make hay while the sun shines.
I can't believe him. I mean, home to West Ham.
Mm.
Surely that was his time. But yeah, I mean,
he's not the player that they brought in January. It's not happening.
He was electric when he first came in, wasn't he?
He was. He was brilliant,
smashing them in from everywhere.
Yeah,
looked unplayable. But I think there'll be a lot of mass selling if he doesn't deliver this weekend, as per Mitch.
Yeah, Chelsea got two plum ties coming up, Bournemouth at home and then Cardiff at home. Surely it's time for Eden Hazard now, hasn't it? Now that we know he's starting.
Yeah. Must be on people's radars. He was my close second choice for my banker of the week, but I've ended up not going for him.
Are you sure you don't want to play your wild card, Jay? Because Hazard in your side is what you need, isn't it?
He's one player who I nearly always have. So, yeah, whenever I do play my wild card, I think he'll probably be in the mix, but not quite yet.
Time to bring in Kane, surely. I mean, I know he's away at Watford, but he's not on form, but he's scoring. And come on, when he clicks... This is going to be dangerous. It's going to be must-have fantasy territory, isn't it?
It's just you can't really get Salah and Aguero and him in your team without massive compromises. So
exactly, you can't. You're not in Alonso territory there, are you?
Definitely not. No, and there aren't many Wan-Bissakas. So
there aren't. Stevens of Brighton is another popular. Wan-Bissaka plays every week. I think he's 4 million.
Oh, yeah?
4.1 maybe, yeah.
Good to know. When Kane really starts banging them in, then I will have to consider it. But I'm waiting.
Wait,
I don't mind him scoring one each week. That's all right. But it's when the braces and hat-tricks start going in, that's when it becomes harder to ignore.
Wolves are an interesting one for me. So, you know, we've watched with interest. They haven't done badly. Mm-hmm. I know the centre-half punched it in against Man City for their point on Saturday, but...
There was a shade of handball about it, wasn't there?
A shade of handball, he punched it in. West Ham are dodgy. They're at home to Wolves this week, and then Wolves go to... They're at home against Burnley the week after.
Yeah.
Oof, could it be time to bring in a Wolves asset? Do we like Jimenez up front? I know you mentioned him to me a couple of...
Yeah, I think he's looked quite good.
But he's quite good, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, absolutely. He's looked decent. And you've got Neves as well at 5.1. And he's now... I think I saw he's in 23% of teams now.
Bloody hell.
So lots of people jumping on that one.
Yeah.
But as you say, West Ham and Burnley up next.
Yep.
Could be worth a look.
And then... We've got Everton. They're at home against Huddersfield. He looks under pressure, Wagner, doesn't he?
Mm.
They're just not very good at football now.
The honeymoon period's over, isn't it?
Yep. And then next at home to West Ham. And they're a good side. I know they... It hasn't looked it league table wise, but they've had two sendings off, and
yeah, they have been a bit unlucky.
Everton's time now.
Yeah, I think Felipe Anderson is decent for them as well. He's looked good, but they've sort of almost scored at one end, and it's just gone straight up the other end and they conceded.
Do you know what? Actually, so apart from Guendouzi, your man Guendouzi for Arsenal, Anderson was the standout player on the pitch for me on Saturday afternoon at the Emirates.
Yeah, he was good, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was super. Good player he is. Really pacey.
Yeah. And then United are going to turn up at Turf Moor and desperate for the win there.
That has got 0-0 written all over
it. Yeah. I would fucking love it. Yes. Love it if they failed to score at Burnley. That'd be brilliant. I don't think there's any Man United assets I would want at the moment.
No, not one.
Defence is in disarray. Even De Gea, it's just not looked that good. And obviously, with that defence in front of him.
No clean sheet for De Gea yet.
No.
Unbelievable. Game week four we're going into.
Let's have a quick look. I'd love to know how many people are shipping him out. Transfers out. There he is. He's even there. Look, he's there. Fifth most transferred player out.
Mm-hmm. They must be absolutely delighted at the Etihad.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how much they must be gloating?
I can.
Palace got some decent fixtures, mate. If you haven't already got on the Zaha bandwagon, get Zaha in there. Home to Saints, then they go to Huddersfield, who are shit. Then they've got Newcastle at home, who are shit. Then they're away at Bournemouth, who we know are the comeback kings. And then they're at home to Wolves. Come on, it's Palace time.
That is a strong run of fixtures. Zaha's got to be the one to look at, because I think I don't know what the deal is with Tompkins, but as long as he's out, I think defensively they are a much less attractive unit.
A lot of people going triple Palace.
Triple Palace.
Triple Palace.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's ballsy. It is ballsy.
I've seen plenty of Wan-Bissaka,
yeah.
Schlupp, Zaha.
Have you?
On Twitter, yeah.
I rate MacArthur. I've seen him play very nicely. I think he could be one to watch as well. But triple Palace. Well, that's quite something.
There you go, mate.
Nice. So are you making transfers this week, or are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take a 4-point hit, I think.
What are you gonna do?
I can't keep Richarlison and Keane. So Keane 3 to 4 weeks out. Obviously Richarlison is 3-game ban. Mm-hmm. Two of them in Premier League. I think he gets one of them in a cup game.
Correct. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to... I can't sit with them both on the bench with the other players that I've got.
And you know the value's going to go down, don't you? So you'd be able to buy them back in.
Yeah. So I'm going to... I want to bring in Lonzo in for Keane.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference in cost and price there?
I think it is 1.6 million.
Okay.
So I'm looking at a kind of £5 million asset because I've got a few quid in the bank. So I need a £5 million midfielder to replace Richarlison. So
let's see who we can find for you. Come on, let's have a look together.
Iwobi, Guendouzi, both of them Arsenal.
Your man
they've
Guendouzi,
got a good
just
run.
Picked him up.
Guendouzi is 4.5.
Cool. There you go. Look no further. You've got Neves at 5.1. Have you got 5.0?
I've got 5.2, actually.
5.2. Shame you couldn't stretch to 5.4, because Seri looks good for Fulham, I thought.
No, he was a one-shot wonder, I'm afraid.
You reckon? I'm afraid you're mistaken, John.
You saw all that was good about Seri on Match of the Day.
But Will Hughes.
Will Hughes is good at Watford.
He's looked good.
Yeah, he has.
He's 5.0. But
I'm not enamoured by their fixtures there, Watford.
Yeah, you mentioned that, yeah.
So they're at home to Spurs and Man United. Okay, happy to downgrade Man United, but...
Yeah.
Not so happy about that. I think Arsenal's where it's at. Cardiff, Newcastle, Everton, Watford, Fulham, Leicester, Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Up until game week 11, I think I'll get one of those two boys in. What would you go for, Iwobi or Guendouzi?
Well, I think Guendouzi probably, because I've seen him be very hot and cold, more cold than hot in my experience. Can you actually afford? You said you only got 5.2. Iwobi's 5.5.
Oh, is he? Okay, fair enough. Guendouzi is then. Good job you said it.
Guendouzi me up. Okay.
So that gives me Alonso for the two home fixtures against Bournemouth and Cardiff. Lovely.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, job done. I think
that's worth taking a hit, mate.
Yeah, 4 points.
Yeah. Sounds good. Cool. Yeah, and I'm not sure. I'm going to try and get him in as well, but I just don't think I can quite do it. So it's probably going to be...
Math doesn't add up, does it?
Not quite. It's going to be Richarlison for someone as cheap as I can go, basically, but we'll see. I might do that. Anyway, do you want to have a bash at the answer to that trivia?
I'd bloody love to.
Come on then. So just a quick reminder, I'm looking for the 7 players who've scored the most goals after 50 games in the Premier League.
Let's go Robbie Fowler.
Not on the list.
No. I was going to say Thierry Henry, but he was quite quiet and a winger when he started. Yeah. So I will go Alan Shearer.
Come on, the one safe one. Exactly, yes. Shearer's there, top of the tree, joint top, I should say. 41 goals from his first 50 games.
From his first 50 games 41. In the Premier League.
Yep. I should have asked you to guess that, shouldn't I?
No, that would have been too much. Sergio Aguero.
He's not there.
No?
No.
Bloody hell. Mm. How about Andy Cole?
He's
Newcastle.
There. He's joint top with Alan Shearer, 41.
Yeah, there you go. Let us try Wayne Rooney, Everton, then Man U.
Nope, not there.
Okay.
Only one of them on the list. Your third place player is the only player currently in the league.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine Defoe?
Nope.
Really? Harry Kane?
Nope.
Lukaku?
Nope.
Shut up. You're going to have to give it to me.
I'm not going to give it to you. Not really. A striker.
Salah?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mohamed Salah in third place on 35 goals from his first 50 games.
Let's go Michael Owen.
Not there.
Van Persie.
Not there. Think Man United, think Chelsea, think Liverpool.
Liverpool. Who haven't I said? Stevie G?
Nope.
I'm shit at this.
Stevie G.
I'm scratching around here.
Spanish.
Liverpool?
Yep.
Fernando Torres?
Correct. 33. Chelsea?
Big Didier Drogba.
Nope, the other one.
I can't think.
Spanish.
Diego Costa?
Yes. Now we're looking for a Dutchman in seventh. United.
Van Nistelrooy.
Yes. There you go. And the last one in fourth place is an Englishman. Short in stature.
As soon as you've said that, all of the tallest...
Yes,
Premier League strikers have come into my head.
Flood into your head. Sunderland, probably most notably. Short Englishman.
Kevin Phillips?
Yes, Phillips. I don't think you've got a lot of room for fist punching in the air after that, mate. But yeah, well done.
I'm just more relieved that it's over, to be honest. And I can only apologise to the listeners.
Oh, yes,
I'm actually sweating.
Don't worry, I'm sure I can edit a few of those out to make it look like you got there quicker.
Thank you. Oh, dear. Bankers and wankers?
Bankers and wankers. Shall we review how we got on last week?
Yeah, let's have a look. So, last week, our bankers were Mitch, Mane, you, Aubameyang, me, Salah. Mm. So I think that's just me.
Cross, tick. Yeah, Salah, what did he get? 9?
Eight.
Oof. Scraped over the line for you.
Skin of my teeth.
Yep. 1 point.
And then wankers, we had Arnautovic, Kane and Pogba.
Yep.
I think that's just Pogba just as a wanker, you again. Isn't it?
Yeah, just for the record, if anyone hasn't listened to previous episodes, in order for a banker to qualify, they need to notch 8 points. and to qualify as a wanker, they need to notch three or fewer. So well done to you. That takes you to four by my reckoning.
Yes, I've got four out of six. Mitch has got two out of six, and just the one for
just
you, JB.
Just the one for myself, yes.
Change of luck this week.
Okay.
Shall we hear Mitch?
Do you want to do Mitch's first?
Yeah, let's hear Mitch's first.
Okay, here we go. I think he talks about his performance last week first.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
So my banker of the week was Manet. Fail. 3 points. My wanker of the week, Arnautovic, 5 points. Also fail, because I think that's good enough, isn't it, by our definition. Mm-hmm. He's not a wanker. So another two fails, another two turkeys from me. Where are the turkeys?
I love the turkeys.
That's so good. Love the turkeys. Who's he going for this week?
My banker for next week, Aguero, home to Newcastle. I expect him to get a couple. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? He's in my side. Another player who's in my side is going to be my wanker of the week is Aubameyang. He is away at Cardiff. He has failed for me so far this season. And if he doesn't deliver next weekend, then he's out and I'm replacing him. So it's kind of an emotional hedge for me. Hopefully I'll win either way. Does that work? Maybe. Ciao.
Thanks. Bye, Mitch.
Ciao, Mitch, indeed.
And you're going for Aguero as well, mate.
Well, should I change it now he's gone for him? I didn't know he was going to do that, but quite interesting that me and Mitch are going for him as our bankers, if we do, and you've gone... You haven't announced it yet, sorry.
I'm going for Aguero as my wanker.
You're going for him as
your written
wanker.
Down.
Is that based on the fact that you think he's going to be rotated out?
It is... based on the fact that he's going to be rotated out, yeah, I think Jesus is going to be leading the line this week. Remember, we said that Man City were going to probably have the luxury to be able to play seven different squads for the first seven games. So I think it's Aguero's turn to have a rest.
You could be right. Now you're making me want to go Hazard. I'll stick to
Why don't you go Hazard instead, mate?
You want me to?
Yeah, do it.
Fine. Okay. I will. I think he's...
Are you going for your wanker, mate?
I think Bournemouth have done really well, but they do concede, it has to be said. So I'm going to go Charlie Daniels.
Okay.
I'm afraid, because he's got about 13% ownership, so he just about qualifies, because we've said that 10% ownership is the minimum for this part of the show. So, yeah, I can't see a clean sheet, and I can't see a lot of joy. So there you go. Charlie Daniels. I'm going.
Yeah, I hope you are too. I'm going Harry Kane as my banker. I think if he can score an assist when he's playing not really that well, I think he's going to hit form and it's going to start this week. And I need a bloody miracle to bring him into my fantasy side without taking some significant hits, because obviously I've played my wild card. But anyway, Harry Kane is the banker of the week.
He did take his header ever so well, didn't he? That was
he did a lovely header.
It was superb. Yeah, not a brilliant game. He came so deep. He was so deep for much of the game, wasn't he? Mm. But maybe that'll kickstart his season. Right. So I think that brings us to a close, mate.
What a lovely chin wag. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Lovely stuff. Enjoy the international break and we'll see you all then. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Cue the music.
This podcast is part of the You Are The Media Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.